愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们继续来查考利未记的圣洁。
Let's continue to study the holiness in Leviticus.
我们看利未记的二十章二十六节。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26.
利未记二十章的二十节。
Leviticus 20:26. And you shall be holy to me, for I am the Lord, for I the Lord am holy and have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine.
Okay. 这里神说，你们要归我为圣。
Here it says that you shall be holy to me.
这个表示我们人世俗没有成圣。
That means that we are earthly and we are not holy.
那我们要成为圣洁，因为神是圣的。
And we need to become holy because the Lord God is holy.
所以最后说，使你做我的民。
So it says here that you should be mine.
这个是一个条件，要做神的子民，一个条件就是圣洁。
And this is a prerequisite to become a people of God. We need to be holy.
那圣洁什么意思？
What does it mean to be holy?
就是中间这一句话，叫你们与万民有分别。
Which means to be separate from all the people.
也就是说，跟不是神的选民，有不一样的地方。
That we are set apart, we're different from the people who are not chosen by God.
那如果信的人跟不信的人想法、讲法、看法、生活都一样。
If those who believe and the unbelievers, their thoughts, their deeds, their actions and speech are all exactly the same.
这个叫俗化。
Then they have become secularized.
就是没有圣洁。
Which means they are no longer holy.
所以我们的生活就是要从以人为中心一直往前迈进到以神为中心的想法、看法、生活。
So people belonging to God should transform from a self-centered or people-centered mindset into a God-centered mindset.
那这个过程叫做成圣。
And this transformation process is called sanctification.
那如果我们对神认识越深，
And the deeper we understand the Lord God,
我们就越发现我们离开神的本性还差得很远。
Then the more clearly that we see that we are falling far short of the standard of the Lord God.
那我们就知道我们信仰生活每一天还有很多功课要努力。
And then we see that every day we have to strive forward for there's so much room for improvement.
那如果我们对神不认识，
Now, if we do not know God very well,
我们就掉回到现实世界里面。
And we will only fall to the current standards of this world.
那现实世界里面，我们所生活的种族社会它有它的一套共识标准，就是文化。
And the current standards of the world are confined by the cultures of this world.
因此，我们信主的人不是以文化为中心。
For the trends of this world, therefore, as the believers of God, we should not follow or conform to the trends of this world.
如果文化跟信仰没有冲突，当然很多好的地方我们可以接受。
If the culture or trends of this day does not conflict with our faith, then it is something we can follow.
那如果文化跟信仰有冲突的，是以信仰为中心。
However, if we find there is a conflict between the culture of today and what we believe, we should place our faith first.
所以我们看十八章。
And let's look at Leviticus chapter 18.
十八章的第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. 3. According to the doings of the land of Egypt, where you dwelt, you shall not do. And according to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I bring you, you shall not do. Nor shall you walk in their ordinances. 4. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am the Lord your God. 5. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord.
这里特别说，我是你们的神。
Here specifically states, I am the Lord your God.
这样才有圣洁这一句话。
And that is why there is a requirement to be holy.
如果没有我是你的神这个关系，就没有圣洁这件事情。
If we are not a people belonging to God, then there will be no requirement to seek for holiness.
因为没有神，大家都一样。
Because without God, we as humans are all the same.
没有神就没有一个绝对的标准。
Without God, then we have no absolute standard in this world.
那第三节特别讲你们以前住的埃及，然后或者要领你到的迦南地，你们都不可效法他们的行为恶俗。
Verse 3 says, You should not walk in the ways of the doings of the land of Egypt where you dwelt before, but, and neither shall you learn from the land of Canaan where I'm bringing you.
也就是说不可照他们的文化来生活。
And which means that we cannot live according to their customs and their ways.
因此以色列百姓需要在主耶稣的在神的教训下建立新的文化。
And therefore the Israelites under the guidance of God shall form a new culture, a culture that is approvable and acceptable by God.
那今天我们就是要在圣经的教训下建设新的文化。
And likewise today, under the guidance of the Bible, we shall build our own culture that is approved by God.
那这个新的文化就是在教会里面建立的。
And this new culture is something that we establish in the church.
所以一个有圣经教导的很深入的一个教会，它是有一道很高的这个墙来阻挡世俗文化的入侵。
Therefore, a church that has been led by God shall establish high walls to protect its members from the contamination of this world.
所以为什么旧约时代啊，一直禁止跟外邦结婚？
And that is why in the Old Testament, it specifically repeats again and again to forbid the intermarriage between Gentiles and non-Gentiles.
一个最重要的考虑就是信仰。
And the most important factor that's critical to consider is that the people belonging to God shall not become one flesh with Gentiles because this is a very intimate relationship.
那如果一方是外族的文化，那一方是属神的文化，除非我们不注重信仰，不然会很难很难有同心合意来过家庭生活。
For a chosen people of God to become one flesh with someone who do not believe in God, it will be very difficult for them to strive together to conform to God's word and to walk in God's ways.
但是如果文化再从属灵角度来看，文化的背后是什么？
And if we study what is behind the trends or customs of today, what do we find?
我们看以弗所书
第二章。Let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Chapter 2.
从第一节一直到第三节。
From verse 1-3, Ephesians 2:1-3, And you he made alive, who are dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now works in the sons of disobedience. Verse 3, Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
这个在讲还没有认识神以前。
And here it states that before we came to know the Lord,
我们随从今世的风俗，其实就是文化。
We walked according to the course of this world, the customs or trends of this world.
文化的背后两个力量。
And there are two forces behind the culture of this world today.
第一个是空中掌权者的首领。
First is the prince of the power of the air.
那接下去解释在悖逆在心中运行的灵，那其实就是邪灵。
Explained to be the spirit which now works in the sons of disobedience, which is demonic spirits.
那这个邪灵怎么去控制文化
？And how does demonic spirit control the trends of this world？
第三节。
Verse
3。照着人肉体的情欲来过。
It entices us according to the lusts of our flesh.
然后心中所喜好的去行。
And fulfilling the desires of the flesh of the mind.
所以人的肉体的情欲、心中的喜好，加上看不见那邪灵的力量，这个文化就一直偏越来越世俗。
So we are led to conduct ourselves according to the lusts of our flesh.The desires and preferences of our flesh and mind, and behind all this is the guidance of the demonic spirits.
所以我们一个有信仰的人在看事情需要从圣经这样来看得很清楚。
And therefore, a spiritual man needs to conduct himself in accordance to the word of God.
好，那现在我们从十八章跟十九章用神的本性来看当时所教导他们这些律例规章到底怎么一回事。
Let's study what God has set as a standard for holiness for the people of God in Leviticus 18 to 20.
第一个我们从神的圣洁来看。
And according to, if we look at the holiness of God.
我们看十九章的第四节。
Let's look at 19 verse 4.
Yeah.
Leviticus 19:4, do not turn to idols, nor make for yourself molded gods. I am the Lord your God.
这个地方说不可以偏向虚无的神，也不可以制造神的像，那我是你的神，所以天上的神是独一神。
We know that the Lord God in heaven is one and only true God.
那偏向虚无的神铸造有形的神的像，这个都是偶像。
And anything that we turn aside to are idols or carved images molded by ourselves.
那偶像就是属灵的污秽。
Now, idols is a spiritual contamination.
因此跟圣洁的神就不能同时存在。
And it cannot coexist with the holiness and sanctity of God.
我们现在看诗篇的十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 16.
诗篇的十六篇。
Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇的第二节一直到第四节。
To verse 4. Psalm 16, verse 2 to 4. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, You are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you. 3. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. Verse 4. Their sorrow shall be multiplied, who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips.
这个第四节说，以别的神来代替我们敬拜这个神，他的愁苦一定会增加。
Here it says that those who hasten after another God, their sorrow shall be multiplied.
所以我们现在为什么世界上很多愁苦？
And why is it that in this world today we see so much sorrow and suffering?
就是以别的神来代替真神。
Because the people of this world have made the gods of the world their God.
其实本来如果我们在敬拜真神，我们的生活是很好的。
Actually, if we had determined to originally worship our, and conduct our lives in accordance to the one true God, then we should be very blessed.
所以第二节，我的好处，不在你以外。
And therefore, verse 2 describes that we should enjoy something like the relationship described here. You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you.
也就是说，离开神，就没有一件是好的。
That we know for sure, for a fact that once we are separated from God, there's nothing that is good that could exist.
我们所追求的一切事情，如果以神为中心，都是好的。
If everything we pursue after is based on a God-centered life, then it'll be all good and blessings for us.
为着荣耀神、讨神喜欢，为着来爱神，都是好的。
Sake of loving God, pleasing God, and respecting and honoring God, all these things are good fruits as a result.
但是如果我们的心离开了神，没有一样是好的。
But once our heart abandons or forsakes God, there is nothing good that will come out of it.
那痛苦就来了。
And then suffering shall come upon us.
所以第一个神的诫命就是不可以有其他的神。
And that is why God makes it a first command that you should have no other gods before me.
但是我们现在人最厉害的就是心里面什么神都没有，但是他自己当神。
But no, people have the greatest danger today, which is not to have idols, but to have they themselves as the greatest idol of their life.
好，我们先看以西结书二十八章。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 28.
以西结书的二十八章。
Ezekiel 28.
第二节。
Verse 2, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, Because your heart is lifted up and you say, I am a God, I sit in the seat of gods, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not a God, though you set your heart as the heart of a God.
好，我们看第三节。
Verse 3, behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that can be hidden from you.
第四节。
Verse 4, with your wisdom and your understanding, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries.
第五节。
Verse 5, by your great wisdom and trade, you have increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches.
第六节。
Verse 6, therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as the heart of a God.
好，所以这里说推罗的君王。
Here states the king of Tyre.
哦，神这样说了。
The prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God.
哦，说你坐在神的座位。
Because you have sat in the seat of God.
其实你只不过是人了。
But you are mere human.
哦，那为什么人会坐在神的座位上？
How is it that a man shall dare to sit in the seat of God?
第六节要居心自比神。
Verse 6 says, because you have set your heart as the heart of God.
哦，主要是就是推罗，很会做生意，还有非常繁盛，哦，然后非常繁荣。
City of Tyre was a very great trading city. They knew how to make money from trading and commerce.
哦。这要有能力，要有智慧。
They had the worldly wisdom and power to be able to accumulate so much riches.
所以这些成就，就让他们心中自己觉得神是神。
And because of all these abundant possessions and riches, they became confident in their flesh.
所以有越来越多人越来拜神，因为拜神就失去了自由。
And more and more people came to worship the God of riches, and so they have lost their freedom.
那如果没有拜神，我很自由。为什么？我就是神。
And they don't want to worship God because they don't want to be constrained to follow the rules of God.
我要做什么我就做什么。
They are free to do whatever their heart desires.
那如果拜神上面还有一个在管我。
Now if they worship God and they have to be subject to the sovereignty of God above,
那就不自由了。
Then they have no personal freedom.
所以这个利未记里面讲不可以有其他的神，我们现在的危险是人坐在神的座位，而不是拜那个偶像。
And so when Leviticus describes how we have placed other idols in our lives, it is describing the fact that sometimes we put ourselves in the seat of God.
所以生活中很多愁苦。
And that is why today we face so many sorrows and sufferings in our lives.
一旦离开神的恩典、平安、喜乐、盼望，全部都没有了。
Because once we run far away from God, all the peace, joy, grace, blessings that used to be ours are now gone.
所以圣洁的第一点就是不要拜其他的神，污秽了自己。
And therefore, the first fundamental prerequisite of holiness is not to worship any other gods.
那我们再看十九章的二十九节。
Turning back to Leviticus chapter 19.
二十九节。
Verse 29. Do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to become a harlot, lest the land fall into harlotry and the land become full of wickedness.
这个二十九节下半句说，恐怕地上的人专向淫乱，地就满了大恶。
Here, the second half of the verse says, lest the land fall into harlotry, land become full of wickedness.
所以这个圣洁的第二个挑战。就是淫乱。
The second challenge to maintaining holiness is harlotry.
那淫乱下面说地就满了大恶。
And when there is harlotry, the land becomes full of wickedness.
所以为什么神毁灭当时索多玛的世代？
And why is it that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah of that time?
或者挪亚的世代？
Or the generation of Noah?
淫乱跟暴力是主要原因。
Because the main reasons they were committing harlotry and violence.
那现在这个时代啊，圣洁是极大的挑战。
And in this age, maintaining holiness is very difficult as well.
所以现在的主流教会第七诫根本就不能讲，也不敢讲。
And therefore, the churches of today are afraid to preach on commandment number 7 against adultery.
为什么？
Why?
他讲了， 人会觉得罪恶感就不来。
Because they will feel a sense of guilt and they will not want to come to church.
那教会人数就减少了。
And then the numbers in the church shall decrease.
哦，奉献就有减少，一连串的问题就一直发生。
And the amount of offerings shall then be decreased. So then they would face a chain of reaction.
哦，所以这个世代啊，在神看起来是离开神越来越远。
And therefore, this generation, the sight of God, is a generation that has fallen far away from the standard of God.
因为圣洁越来越难持守。
Because holiness is now harder and harder to maintain.
好，那我们现在看二十章。
Let's look at chapter 20 of Leviticus.
二十章第十节到十四节。
From verse 10 to 14.
啊，其实这个是十诫的更清楚的解释。
And this is actually a more clear explanation of commandment number 7.
啊，请。
The man who commits adultery with another man's wife, he who commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and adulteress shall surely be put to death. 11. The man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. 12. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have committed perversion. Their blood shall be upon them. 13. If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them.
在我们所读的这个几点里面，哥林多教会发生一件事情。
Now, in all these sexual morality that we read listed here, the Corinthian church has also violated.
就是与继母结婚。
Which is to marry the stepmother.
那保罗就说：“这样的人怎么没有把他赶出去呢？你们这样是骄傲。”
And Paul cried out against such sin. How have you not cast out the man who have done this among your body of Christ?
为什么叫骄傲？因为我们尊重人超过神。
And he called them prideful because they have respected or they have considered the position of man more than God's consideration.
那现在对我们来讲就是发生问题，就是十三节。
And now for us, we face a great challenge in verse 13.
这个就是同性恋。
And this is the sin of homosexuality.
所以这个道德标准对错，你一直要用去基因解释，用科学解释，用性现象解释，这个都没有绝对标准了。
Now, morality continues to be changed by the society. They continue to define what is acceptable based on the tendency of their genes, or they put excuses to people doing sins.
那到最后标准是什么？
And so at the end, do they still have any standard left?
因为神说不可以就不可以，就是要这样，就是这么简单。
And they do not want to submit to the standard of God, where God says this is a sin.
所以同性恋为什么不可以？因为神说不可以。
And so some people may question, why can't we have homosexuality? And the answer is because God says it is a sin.
2000年前保罗在写书信的时候也说不可以。
And 2000 years ago when Paul stated this fact, it is also unacceptable by God.
那是圣经我们如果看有几个重点。
And if we look at the main points of the Bible speaking on this subject.
第一个神造男跟女，他不但生理不一样，他心里也不太一样。
When God created man and woman, he created them to be different.
所以是男跟女结婚，而不是同性结婚。
He made them so that a man and woman will be consummated in marriage. He did not make man and man to be married together.
所以同性结婚叫做用顺性的益处来做逆性的事情。
And therefore, the Bible describes such relationship as a perversion of a natural conduct of man.
那第二个以家庭来讲。
And if we look at the families,
一个正常的家庭应该有父亲跟母亲。
A normal family should enjoy both a father and a mother.
因为这两个都角色不太一样。
Because these relationships and roles are different.
那在有父母的情况下，这个小孩子才会正常。
And under the proper guidance of both a father and mother, then the child can grow up healthy and sound of mind.
所以这个第二个如果我们从这二十九章二十章这个淫乱上这个是一个对圣洁极大的挑战，从古代到现在。
So the second crisis they faced in their faith during that time was the keeping holiness in their sexual relationships.
好，那我们再来看一些小事十九章，我们看十九章。
And let's look at Leviticus chapter 19.
二十八节。
Verse 28. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord.
有时候我们常常说，哎，身上刺个花纹，这有什么不可以？
Some people may say, "What's wrong with making a tattoo on my skin?"
哎，这里在几千年就讲了，不可在身上刺花纹。
Many thousands of years ago, God has already stated here, "Do not cut, your any mark on your skin or tattoos."
那下面说我是神，就这么简单，
And then
不要做。
Specifically says, "I am the Lord." This is the standard that God has set.
啊，因为我们的身体是神的殿。
Because our bodies are the temple of God.
哦，所以这个是属神的，神说不要做就不要做。
And if we belong to God, and God says that we shall not have any tattoos, then we should not have it.
有时候刺的这些花纹啊，都是有一些代表意义，但是这个都跟圣经不一样。
And even though these tattoos we have marks on our bodies may think that these have meaningful things, but actually it means different things with the Bible.
所以第一个不同就是我们的圣洁跟一般外邦人的不一样。
And so we need to maintain a difference. We should be set apart from the ways of this world.
好，那神的第二个本性就是神的爱跟怜悯。
And so the second characteristic of God is His compassion and mercy.
那我们看神对以色列百姓有什么吩咐。
And let's see what God's command is in accordance to His character here.
十九章第九节跟第十节。
In Leviticus 19, verse 9 and 10. 9:10, when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. And you shall not glean your vineyard, nor shall you gather every grape of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God.
这里在讲，因为当时是在农业社会嘛，有在种田，那墙角的，然后你收取麦的时候要留一些给寡妇跟寄居。
During the agrarian society of the time, God commanded them to leave gleanings in the field to be picked up by the poor or the widows.
这个穷人就是生活没有着落啦，寄居是漂流不定，他也不晓得从哪里找东西吃啊。
The poor are destitute and have nothing to be provided for. A stranger has no home and they wander from place to place.
那既然这个人有田他就有这种爱心的责任啊，留一点，那让穷人跟那个寄居的人有东西吃。
And if a person has land and they are blessed by the land of God, then they should leave corners for gleanings for the poor and the strangers.
所以我们就知道，敬虔跟行善其实是分不开的。
And therefore, we understand the concept that with God, godliness and compassion are one and the same.
你如果说一个人我很敬虔，但是从来都没有行善实在是很难了解。
If a person claims that he is very religious or godly, yet he never does any acts of compassion, then there's a question mark on whether his godliness is genuine.
因为神本身就是怜悯的神。
Because God Himself is a God of mercy.
所以雅各书里面在讲清洁没有玷污的虔诚，也是敬虔。里面有一点就是看顾患难中的孤儿跟寡妇，就是行善。
And what James explains or defines holiness in the sight of God is righteousness in the sight of God is being able to look after orphans and widows.
那是照着我们所有的，不是照着我们所没有的。
We are judged in accordance to what we have, not in accordance to what we do not have.
就是田这么大块，就留一点点给他们就够了。
If a person has such a big field, he should leave some of it, a little bit of it, for the poor.
那在路德跟路德记里面这个波阿斯就有一个非常好的人。
In the book of Ruth, we find a very good man by the name Boaz.
他对路德讲了很多的恩言。
She spoke many gracious words to Ruth in her time of need.
那真的也叫她说在田里捡麦穗也多留一些给她。
And Boaz also instructed her to continue to glean his field. He also instructed his laborers to leave gleanings for her to pick up.
那对我们现在来讲，这要怎么去实行呢？因为我也没有在种田。
How can we apply such a teaching to our lives today? Because we don't have agrarian field today.
因为有时候我们如果经济好，有时候都会在外面吃。吃饭。
If we are more financially stable, we can also go out to restaurants to eat.
那我们知道这个里面这些服务员很多 他的这个餐馆都是付他最低的工资，因为他以额外的收入是从这个小费来。
And we could, for example, notice those waitresses or workers in the restaurant. They are working very hard for their financial needs, and they are having hard conditions in their lives.
哦，那如果我们想说我们的小孩子哦，我去这餐馆里面打工赚学费。
And if we think about our children if they were working while they are studying at school.Just like those waitresses were waiters.
哦，那有一天他回来很高兴，哇，因为大家哦给的小费都给的很慷慨，我想当父母的也很高兴。
And what if their child were to receive a very big tip from their customers and come home? They shall be very glad that their customer tipped them a great amount of money. And we as parents shall be very happy to see them happy.
哦，所以经济做得到，多给一点，这代表我们的爱心。
And so if we are more financially capable, we should give more goods and blessings to others.
那如果经济做不到，至少社会的最低标准应该是要持守。
And so if we are unable to do so, we should at least do the minimum as required by the society in regard to tips.
那这是我们可以联想到生活一些细节。
And then we can reflect and act on this principle, likewise many aspects of our lives.
那有一次我到印度去啊，在帮忙圣公跟一个其他的工人去。
One time I went to India for a missionary trip with another co-worker.
这个食物不是很多。
The food is not a lot.
哎，但是我在发现，哎，他吃的都没有把它吃完，总是留一部分。
I noticed that this worker did not finish everything on his plate.
原来另外一个印度的工人，然后呢没有东西吃。
And then later I found out that he was actually saving a portion for another worker in India who has nothing to eat.
所以我后来就很感动，哎，这个工人当他在吃东西的时候，他会想到，同样住在房间，另外印度工人他没有东西吃。
Then I was very touched by the actions of this worker who considered for the needs of the other worker who also dwelt in the same room he lived at.
所以敬虔就是。跟别人一起来分享神给我们的恩典。
And what is true godliness is to be able to share the blessings that God has bestowed upon us with others in need.
这是我们在十九章里面可以想到一些细节。
And this is the details that we can see of truly what is a godly people of God.
十九章的十三节。
And then in chapter 19, verse 13, You shall not cheat your neighbor nor rob him. The wages of him who is hired shall not remain with you all night until morning.
这个地方讲啊，雇工的工价不可留到早晨。
Here states the wages of those hired hands should not remain with you until morning.
因为他们很可能是那一天的工价就是要付那一天生活的需要。
It could be that the workers need the wages of that day in order to pay for what they need to live on for that day.
如果把它留到早晨，可能那一天晚上他就没饭吃了。
And if we wait until the morning, perhaps the worker will have to go without food during that night.
所以这个也在告诉我们啊，当我们有工作要请人做的时候，应该要付的钱就要付。
And this also reminds us that when we hire workers, we should pay the wages promptly, as soon as and timely.
那有时候在社会上有一些人他没有信仰，他会利用一些人他的社会的 status 啊，他的身份，然后用很压得很低、不合理的工价啊来取得他的劳力。
Now, some people in this society may use their worldly wisdom to try to pay the minimum wages to workers who are in trouble and desperate and use them or abuse them in such a way instead of paying them reasonable wages.
但是如果以圣经的精神来讲啊，这是不好的。
But this is not in accordance with the mindset that is taught to us in the Bible.
他没有合法的身份，这是他跟政府的关系。
If a person does not have a legal status in the society, it is between him and the government.
那既然他的身份有问题，应该他的生活也不是很好过。
If they are here illegally, then perhaps they also live very difficult lives here.
所以我们基督徒应该是付我们付得起在社会一般的标准。
And so as Christians, we should at the minimum pay them the same type of wages we would pay a legal worker to provide for us.
这不是说我们付我们 这是照着圣经的精神这样来做。
This will be in accordance with the spirit of the Bible.
所以这里在告诉我们他们当天的工价要给他们。
And therefore, we need to pay the wages of him who was hired as quickly as possible.
好，我们再看十九章。
Let's look at chapter 19.
利未记十九章的26节。
Verse 16, you shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord.
然后再看17节。
Verse 17, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him.
18节。
Verse 18, you shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you should love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
这里讲我们要爱人如己，他下面说我是神。
Here states that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
那爱人如己就是从第十六节开始，不要搬弄是非。
And if you love others as yourself, verse 16, you shall not carry tales among others and slander others.
所以我们讲话是要造成和睦，而不是造成分裂。
So when we speak to cause peace and harmony among people, not to cause division and confusion.
那不要跟邻舍为敌。
And that we should not take stands against life or neighbor.
那下面说我是神，就表示说这个很重要。
And when it says, I am the Lord, this is an emphasis by God that this is his command to us.
那17节说不可以恨你的弟兄。
And verse 17 commands us, you should not hate your brother in your heart.
那18节说不可以报仇。
And verse 18 says, you should not take vengeance.
恨有一次我真的很好奇，就是 Google 把它搜寻，恨是什么？
And I have,
强烈的不喜欢。
I have Googled the word definition of hate, and I looked at it and said a strong dislike of a person.
所以有时候我们在想恨我没有啊。
Sometimes we may say I never hate someone.
但是再用另外一个问题问，我们有没有任何一个人你非常强烈的不喜欢？
But
大概有。
There may be people that you strongly dislike in your life, and we can find people like that in our lives.
所以圣经说不可以恨人，我是神。
Therefore, the Bible says we should not hate anyone in our heart, for the Lord is God.
好，我们接下来看约翰一书。
Let's look at First John.
约翰一书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
第十一节。
11. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
这个地方在讲。
Here it states,
恨弟兄就是活在黑暗。
A person who hates his brother walks in darkness.
所以强烈的不喜欢一个人，我们心已经在黑暗里面。
And so if we strongly dislike a person, we already exist in darkness.
那下面说黑暗也他也不知道往哪里去。
And when you are in darkness, you do not know where to walk.
因为他眼睛瞎了。
Because his eyes are now blinded.
那既然眼睛瞎了，路就会走错。
And if our eyes are blinded, when we walk, we should walk astray.
所以我们如果常常对一个人强烈的不满，对教会强烈的不满，要非常谨慎，因为这样会走错路。
And so we need to be very cautious if we have an attitude of strong dislike to a particular person in the church or dislike to certain things about the church, then we need to be very cautious.
因为到最后我们所做的一些事情都是出于不满，而不是出于爱神爱人。
Because then a lot of things that we do will be out of the intent of discontentment, not from a motive of love.
所以神的原则就是不可以有恨。
And therefore God's principle is not to have any hatred whatsoever.
那在约翰一书里面说，恨就在黑暗里面，神是光，黑暗跟光明没有相交。
And First John teaches us, anyone who hates walks in darkness, and there's nothing that darkness has to do with light.
所以一旦就强烈对人不满，就是没有爱，那跟神就没有相交。
A person,
这个会影响跟神的关系。
A person who hates walks in darkness, in him there is no light, and this will affect his relationship with God, for he will be separated from God.
所以在第二个本性就是神要我们 有爱跟怜悯。
And so the second essence of God is that He wants us to have mercy and compassion upon our fellow brethren.
好，我们回来十九章。
Let's turn back to 19, Leviticus 19, verse 15. 15. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. In righteousness, you shall judge your neighbor.
这里讲哈，神是公义啊，不，神的本性是公义，所以这里告诉我们，审判哈不可行不义。
And so the third essence of God is justice. So here it says that you shall do no injustice in judgment.
哦，说不可偏袒穷人。
So we should not be partial even to the poor.
因为有的时候我们怜悯穷人，所以穷人做错的也变成对的，因为我怜悯你。
And so we may justify the actions of a poor man's mistakes just because they are poor.
这样也不对。
And this is not right in the sight of God.
那下面说不可看重有势力的人。
And you should not honor the person of the mighty.
有势力就是有影响力。
Those people who are mighty have influence and power.
那因为看于影响力势力，我们就有不同的判决。
And because our decisions are affected by what we think of another person's reputation or power, then our justice is affected.
只要按公义审判你的邻舍。
We need to have objectiveness and righteousness make the right judgment.
啊，有一次这个 Consumer Report 在登哈，说最好喝的咖啡是什么？
And one time Consumer Reports made a report that what is the best coffee there is?
那是麦当劳。
It is McDonald's.
然后我就看它里面是怎么去试的。
And then I looked at how they tested it.
那个咖啡就放在杯子里面，只号码，没有名字。
They put a coffee into a blind test and a unmarked cup.
那现在几个专家去喝，然后给它评分。
And then they had experts do a taste test.
那为什么它不能贴标签
？And why is it they cannot put a label to the cup?
因为你一贴标签就有一个先入观念啊，这个是什么 ？Starbucks 这个 McDonald， 你已经价值都已经先决定了。
Once the label goes on that one cup is from Starbucks, the others is from McDonald's, it will influence your sense of justice.
所以这个审判到最后应该是把这个人的名字拿掉，就是看他所做的这样来看。
And therefore, when we make any judgments, we need to remove the names of the people and look simply at the matter itself.
这是属神的。
And these are the type of people who have the wisdom for those people who belong to God.
神是公义的。
For God is just.
所以我们要与世界有分别，就是我们是公义的。
And therefore, we shall be set apart from the people of this world by being just in this world.
这样神就会喜悦我们。
Then God will be pleased with us.
唱诗。
Sing him.
401首。
401.
最后我们有很短的讯息，然后来祷告求圣灵。
Then we will have a short message and then a prayer for the Holy Spirit.
我们灵恩布道会大概还有两个月的时间。
The spiritual convocation will be at hand in 2 months.
所以请我们多带朋友来，也特别为这个圣工来代祷。
And that's bring our friends and especially pray for this whole event that's upcoming.
我们常常心里要有一个感觉。
We should often have this thought in our heart.
就说神啊，除非你动工，不然我怎么努力都没有用。
Lord, unless you're willing, no matter how we work, our labor will be in vain.
如果我们有这样的感觉哦，祷告才会迫切。
And if we have such thinking, then our prayers will become more desperate.
因为人能够尽本分，到最后，人的心会不会被改变呢？只有神做得到。
Because even if we are fulfilling our responsibilities, unless God moves the hearts, there will be no fruit.
所以我们要为礼拜五工作来祷告。
And so we must pray for this Friday evening music night.
那另外，我们特别为一个我们参加这个音乐侍奉的讲习会的一个学员祷告。
And secondly, let's pray for a student who had attended this music camp.
运动跌倒，已经好了很多了。
And he had the exercise and he got injured.
那求主让他能够完全康复。
He's recovering, but we ask the Lord to give him complete recovery soon.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.